This is Ozarks at Large. By day, Wiley Holt works as an assistant bank manager and teller. But in his off hours, he's an aspiring comic artist. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to meet him at his home studio. Warning, two pugs are also involved in this story.
Come on, Oscar.
Pug Oscar is six. He's tiny and inscrutable. Mola is three, much bigger, too many treats, and really expressive. They live with their humans, Wiley Holt and his spouse, Rachel, in a tidy little ranch house in Johnson. It's President's Day today, and because Wiley, who is 29, works at the Bank of Fayetteville, the cute little train branch, he has the day off. And of course, he's been in his studio working.
Come on.
Oscar and Lola lead the way. The studio is equipped with a drafting board, library, framed artwork, sketches, and lots of comic art books.
Oh, I mean, I've been drawing pictures, since I was little. You know, I remember, you know, sitting around on summer days, you know, with the windows open and just drawing cartoons or drawing, you know, monsters were big, dinosaurs, you know, astronaut kind of stuff.
Wiley grew up in Fayetteville, entertaining his grade school and church buddies with funny cartoons. His good humor and warmth comes from being raised in a large blended family.
I'm the middle child of three brothers. And then after my youngest brother turned 18 and was attending college, my parents decided to adopt a little girl from China who became Lily. I guess she was Lily before then, but then we officially named her that. And then a couple years, or I guess about a year and a half later, they went back to China and adopted my second little sister, Anna. And then a couple years later, they went back to China and adopted. The two girls are 10 years old now. I also have a four-year-old little brother named Nathan, also from China.
His dad works at Hope Cancer Resources, and his mom is an RN. Wiley also has five nieces and nephews, so family gatherings are wild but fun. He enjoys creating greeting cards for family birthdays and holidays. He also does photorealistic portraiture and greeting cards on commission. 10 years ago, he was on schedule to secure a degree in English with a minor in art at the University of Arkansas, entering his third year thinking about becoming a teacher when a routine visit to his endocrinologist, he has type 1 diabetes, changed everything.
And he asked, hey, there's a lump on your throat. Have you noticed that? To which I said, oh, yeah, that's been there. What, you know, that's fine, I guess. You know, he's like, well, you know, let's get this checked out. And then after some tests, a couple different tests were run, and then it turns out that I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
After two painful surgeries and radiation therapy, Wiley had to drop out of school. He was exhausted. Treatment, however, was a success.
And so I ended up leaving school with hopes of going through and finishing. But, I ended up getting married soon thereafter.
Life was beckoning, not school. He and Rachel have carved out a sweet life. She's in e-commerce, and he's an assistant bank manager, which allows him time to pursue his comic art in the evenings and on weekends. Oscar and Lola lead us back to the living room, where Wiley keeps another drawing board where he works, while Rachel and the pugs watch television in the evenings. He says his biggest influence is The Far Side, those crazy comics created by syndicated artist Gary Larson.
I mean, and that's kind of, I think, why I prefer more of a single frame comic, is because, you know, you have one shot. You know, you don't get a setup. There's no, you know, let's work towards the punchline here. It's, you know, here it is. Here's this little window into this world, and, you know, what's funny about it, or what's out of place, what's going on. And that's, I mean, that always just intrigued me, to where it's like, you know, it's limited number of tools, but I mean, it's still, you know, it's still telling a whole story. And that's, I always, you know, was just fascinated by that.
Wiley Holt has shown his work a little at the Arts Center of the Ozarks and posts it on his Facebook page, but mostly he just works.
It all starts off usually just with a rough sketch while I'm sitting at work, or if I have an idea, what I'll do is I'll just do a quick little superficial sketch of kind of the idea, and then I'll let that sit, because I might think something's funny in the moment, but then I'll go back to it to make sure. I'll get a second opinion from my wife, And so then what the process that I do is I go ahead and I measure everything out on paper, and I like being able to take that with me. You know, you can't take your computer with you to go sit and have a cup of coffee and draw on it. So I like being able to take my sketchbook and getting everything drawn out and then inked up, at which point I will then scan it into the computer and add the different tones and hues to it.
And captions. Funny captions. We sample some.
We have Mrs. Potato Head on the phone saying, "Please hurry, my husband, he fell. There are body parts everywhere." And in the background, obviously, you can see he's taken a tumble and is all out of sorts.
Okay, read that.
We have Abraham Lincoln playing with Lincoln Logs saying, you know, "I love these things," you know. And we have
how kosher dills are made.
Exactly.
Okay, so describe what
we have three rabbis sitting around a cucumber plant. One of them very, very carefully, you know, cutting the cucumber from the vine.
And circumcising a pickle cucumber.
Basically, yeah. I mean, it's base humor. It works. It's
fail. What else do you have? These are really funny. Oh, but you just, wait, you flipped through the pug cartoon.
Oh, yes, of course. Here, I added the dialogue digitally on this one, but, you know, Oscar was my inspiration for this one. So it's a pug at a bar, you know, showing his ID and explaining that, well, in dog years, you know, he's 32 in dog years, you know. So whether his ID says that or not, they age a little differently, you know. We have a cat therapist saying, you know, "Thank you." It's basically a cat intervention. So a lot of cats are sitting around semicircle, and they've focused out the one. He's saying, "Thank you for coming, Mr. Wiggles. You should know that everyone here loves you, and we're all concerned about your reckless use of catnip." to continue with the almighty reference here, we have God kind of looking bleary-eyed, and he's holding a coffee cup that says, "I apologize for Mondays."
Oh, the poodles.
We have
poodles.
Two poodles sitting side by side, and below there's a caption. One says standard, the other says automatic. And those are your poodle options.
Great drawings or expressions are poodle-like. Kind of vacant poodle.
I mean, I think I definitely have more. I try more to look for the funny side, because, I mean, there's just so much craziness out there, you know. And if we can't find some kind of way to laugh about it, then, you know, then life tends to be kind of dull and boring. And so it always kind of helps to have maybe a dry or maybe a little darker sense of humor, but, you know, to keeping it in check, so that way, you know, you're not just, you know, ruining your day and others' day, you know.
Wiley says he's developing and focused on a series of animal comics, anthropomorphic commentary on our booming addiction to pets and the unwitting roles they play in our lives. So in between managing the bank branch, doting on his big family, and tending to the pugs, Wiley Holt is building a portfolio of images to submit for feature syndication, and he's chosen a title for his work.
Let's see. I was thinking because, you know, I'm from Arkansas. You know, I've been raised here, so I wanted to name my comic strip "The Natural State."
The pugs seem to like that. Oh, you went in on that?
Well, it just pushes them out of the way.
Can you make some pug sounds? Grunting their approval. Perhaps someday you'll see pugs, poodles, and people posing and philosophizing, according to Fayetteville comic creator Wiley Holt, in the funny papers. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
We've posted a slideshow of Wiley Holt's comics on the Ozarks at Large website. That's ozarksatlarge.com. And to connect with the artist, you can visit him on Facebook.